Today on the Take Back Your Damn Life podcast, we are going to be talking about releasing and controlling the controllables. Hey friend, and welcome to the Take Back Your Damn Life podcast, formerly the Growth Tribe podcast, a podcast where we're all about empowering you to take back your damn life on your terms. My name's Ellen, and I'm a former science researcher turned coach. So basically, I know exactly what it's like to feel like you're living a life that's not yours, because I've been there too. Hell, sometimes I still feel like I am. I'm constantly course correcting, learning about myself, and finding new insights and tips that have helped me take back my damn life and create a life I effing love. This podcast is a place for me to share those things with you. On this podcast, you're going to learn how to get clear, confident in who you are, and get consistent and productive AF so that you feel empowered to get out of your damn head and take back your life too. Think of it like productivity, but not just for your to-do list, for your life. So with that, let's get into this episode of the Take Back Your Damn Life podcast. Hey there, friends, and welcome back to the Take Back Your Damn Life podcast. I feel like a lot of how I've been approaching, you know, what content am I going to talk about on the podcast each week has been much more fly by the seat of my pants during this whole coronavirus thing than I anticipated. You know, I'm usually very much a person who I have a plan. I know what I'm going to cover, you know, in terms of content far ahead of time. That's always been how I've approached this, is I make the game plan and, you know, I execute. But in this whole time, it's been a lot more go with the flow, go with what feels right. And today, as much as I actually anticipated talking about boundary setting for particularly for introverts during this whole time, which actually might seem like a weird topic, but that's neither here nor there. We're not going to get into that right now. As much as I thought I would go in that direction, it really hit me this morning when I was journaling, you know, no, maybe what we need to hear right now is we need to hear something along the lines of releasing. And I say that because I know how scary of a time this can be. Like, hell, I was a microbiology major in school. Like, I had to read a book, an entire friggin' novel about the 1918 influenza pandemic. Like, I get the seriousness of this. And I get that for a lot of people, hell, even me, I didn't think this was going to happen in my lifetime. And I know how scary that can be for so many people and all the what ifs that can come with this whole situation that we currently find ourselves in. And I started journaling this morning about how fortuitous it was that my word for this year, you know, I pick a word at the beginning of every year to kind of color what I want to happen that year, how I want to show up, the kind of person I want to be. I've chosen words in the past of fearless, and I've chosen words in the past of authentic. And this year, the word I chose was release. And I honestly have no idea where that came from when I chose that word. It was very intuitive. It was just something told me, girl, there's a lot of shit you need to release. And that became my word for this year. Release became my word for this year. And really what I want to talk about today is all of the ways in which releasing has really served me over the last couple months and has really set me up for, even though I do have fears, and even though there is a lot of uncertainty in this situation, which I'm a friggin' control freak, so that terrifies me. Even though all of this is going on, I actually feel like I've been able to approach this whole situation in a very laid back way. And that is because of this notion of releasing. Something told me at the beginning of the year to release. That release needed to be the way I approached this year. And it was straight up intuitive, and it was straight up listening to something inside of myself that told me and that knew this was what I was going to need this year to release all the things. And I am not a woo-woo person. I straight up went on a rant about being woo and how that's just not how I roll because I cannot shake the scientist in me. Like, I'm not a woo-woo person. But release has served me in so many ways. And because I'm not woo, I want to get very, very tangible with you about all the ways this notion of release has really served me and how I've kind of applied it and how you might be able to apply it to whatever your mindset is right now, whatever your situation is right now, amidst all the kind of chaos and pandemonium that can be happening in our current situation. One of the biggest ways it showed up for me, the beginning of the year, was releasing fear. Fear of showing up, really. And even though that fear is still there in a lot of ways, and when I say showing up, I really mean showing up in this business and in this podcast and, you know, for myself in a lot of ways, but very much around business. You know, there's definitely a lot of fear there around showing up, around putting myself out there, around acting like I'm any sort of an expert, because, you know, there's definitely always that voice that comes up for me, that like shaming voice of, who do you think you are? Do you really have your shit figured out enough to support people? Like, there's always that like shaming voice and that fear that can come up and that can be associated with that. And that fear is still there, but I'm continuing to show up. And I'm continuing to show up enough, even if it's sometimes not as fully as I want to serve the people I meant to serve right now, whoever those people may be. You know, it's you right now listening to this podcast. Maybe this notion of release and controlling the controllables really jumped out at you today. You know, showing up and serving you, that's something that I'm doing right now, even amidst the fear, even amidst the potential shame of feeling like, who am I to say these things? It's showing up in spite of that fear. That feels really, really good. And I feel like in a lot of ways, that was a huge victory that this notion of release gave me. I also think that in a lot of ways, I released control. Well before this whole coronavirus situation happened, I started releasing a lot of control. I acted like I had to be in a particular situation to move out, for example. Before all of this happened, I acted like I needed to have a certain amount of money set aside and I needed to have a certain amount of debt paid off, but I didn't. And that ultimately isn't what I waited for when I made the decision to move out on my own and to really just start embodying the kind of environment I wanted to be in and the kind of life I wanted to live. I didn't wait for those really fucking arbitrary benchmarks that I'd set for myself. I released control. And in fact, so many things aligned financially to make the move that literally I've only lived in my new place for a couple weeks now. But there are so many things that aligned to make that move possible. And I just had to trust that it was going to work out. I had to release control and just trust. And it does not fucking come natural to me. Can I just reiterate that? It does not come natural to me to let go of that like vice-like grip that I can sometimes have around my schedule, around my income, etc. I had to release it just this week because my schedule is super light this week with tutoring. And there was a part of me that wanted to freak out about that. But I had to release control. I couldn't control whether or not and how many students were signing up to work with me this week. I had to release control around my injury. If you haven't been following me on Instagram, again, you totally should because Instagram's my jam and I would love to support you on that platform. It's by far one of my favorite social media platforms, at Coach Ellen, E-L-L-Y-N. But if you've been following me on Instagram, you saw that on Friday, my park workout, I went to the park to work out with a friend, kind of went awry and I ended up rolling my ankle real good. I went to urgent care. I could not put weight on it. I left urgent care a couple hours later in a boot and on crutches. I'm no longer on crutches. I'm weight bearing, but it has 1,000% been a monkey wrench into my game plan. Like one of the very first things I wrote down that I was going to really start to focus on during this whole coronavirus thing was going to be my workout routine. I was going to lock that in. I was going to maybe overdo it in some sense because that's a great thing to do when you're at home and you already do at-home workouts is let's just work out a little bit more and dial it in a little bit more. But alas, I had to release control around that injury, around this current injury, because it is what it is. I am injured. I cannot do many of the workouts that I planned on doing, straight up. And I could be pissed about that, and I could be frustrated about that, and I'm sure as shit going to get into moods where I absolutely am. I'm not even going to sugarcoat that. There are going to be days where I'm going to be pissed that I can't go hike or that I can't go for a walk outside or that I can't do the workout that I want to do. There are going to be moods when I'm in that state and I'm pity partying myself massively. But in this current moment, I have very much released control of that. It is what it is. I'm injured. let's do what I can. And in a lot of ways, that's kind of all of that notion of releasing, I feel like has trained me really and put me in this mindset of release when it came to this pandemic. And make no mistake, seriously, make no mistake, because my tendency is to what if and catastrophize. I am a pro at what if and catastrophizing and letting myself spiral and letting the anxiety really, really kick up like 80,000 notches when shit's just not going well. I am a pro at that. And I have chosen to release. I've chosen to release the fact that I'm doing what I can. I'm being as responsible as I can. I am abiding by the recommendations and suggestions of my government, local and federal, as best I possibly can. I am doing what I can. And I have chosen to release and to not freak out because, frankly, and this is where I want to real talk a lot of us that are like, yeah, but Ellen, yeah, but is it serving us? Is it serving me to freak out over the pandemic? Is it serving me to freak out over this injury that has massively thrown a monkey wrench into my self-quarantine plans? Does it serve me to freak out and to be pissed and to be frustrated about any of that? No. Does it serve you? I want to flip that question onto you. Does it serve you to attempt to control and to anticipate and to second guess anything that's happening in your life right now? Pandemic aside, is it serving you to try to control what you can't control? Sit with that question for just a second. Is it serving you? Because I'd be willing to bet a shit ton of money that it's not going to serve either of us to try to control these things that we can't control. And that brings me to really the second half of this podcast today, is this notion of controlling the controllables. I did a Instagram post on this yesterday, if you saw it, where I got a nice little picture of me grinning up, like cheesing it up outside of urgent care, in my, you know, my new crutches. I did an Instagram post all about controlling the controllables. But you might be asking, like, what does that mean? Basically, we've already touched on exactly what that means. And what it means is only worry about controlling the shit that you can actually control. I can do, in this situation with my injury, in this situation with this pandemic, I can do what I can do in this situation. I can, for example, with this injury, I can pivot my focus to less physical goals, like writing my book and writing my TED Talk. With coronavirus, I can focus on connection and rest and rejuvenation and the other goals that I have because I'm 1,000% up for it. Like, I'm an achiever. I am so goddamn validated by accomplishments. I'm not going to stop. Oh, hell no. So I can choose to focus on those things instead of focusing on what I can't do. Controlling the controllables is about focusing on what you can do and not what you can't do. It's really being empowered by what you can do instead of being pissed off by the limitations. It's about taking the damn lemons that you have and making some fucking lemonade. Straight up. That's what it means to control the controllables. To stop worrying about the shit that you have no say in, no power over, no control over, and just releasing it. So that's one of the first things that we can do, is we can pivot and we can make some lemonade from lemons. We can take what we can do and focus our energy and our effort on that. The other thing we can do is we can be responsible. In this situation, we can be responsible. With this injury, I can, as hard as it might be for me, not push myself too hard and focus on my nutrition, my upper body. You know, I've already kind of sucked at this because I tried to do some body weight squats today. And frankly, it didn't hurt, so I'm probably going to try again. But I have to constantly be cognizant of not pushing myself too hard, too fast, and focusing on rehabilitating and focusing on doing the PT that I found online, or if I decide to go to physical therapy, doing that. I can be responsible for taking care of the injury that I have, not trying to force my way around it or like beat my head against a wall, but just take responsibility for the fact that I am injured and do what I can to rehabilitate. In this COVID situation, we can social distance. We can take care of our physical health, which A, I just want to soapbox here for a bit, means not stressing. Stress affects your physical health in profound ways. So one of the biggest things you can do to make sure you are physically at your healthiest, and seriously, share this with as many people as you can because it's fucking true. One of the biggest things you can do is to chill, to zen, to take care of your emotional health and manage your stress, because stress is going to do nothing in this situation but, you know, knock down your immune system and your health. So that's something we can do. We can take care of our physical health and our mental and emotional health and our stress. And if we're able, because it's such a damn blessing right now, we can show up and do our work. We can do our part to make sure that the parts of the economy that we can control, we are contributing to. Those are some ways in which you can be responsible, whether it's talking about my injury or us talking about what we can do in this current situation. Now, to bookend this whole situation nicely, I just want to come back to that notion of releasing. Because for me, this whole damn year has been one big experiment in releasing. It has been one big fucking exercise in what can I let go of? What can I stop trying to control? Especially the shit that I can't actually control. And I'm really, really proud of overcoming my control freak tendencies and releasing and just letting shit play out, letting it happen. It's not meaning that I'm not taking responsibility. It's not meaning that I'm not doing what I can in all of these different situations that I've listed out as examples. All it means is that I'm releasing the shit that I can't control. And I'm proud of that. And that's the message that I wanted to share today, because there's so much in this situation that we 1000% can release. There is so much in this situation that we can't control. And we need to try our damnedest to release control of that, to release the stress of trying to control what we have no control over. So if I leave you with anything today, it's to release and to only focus on controlling the controllables in your life, in your situation, and in this pandemic, okay? So off the cuff, random topic that I wanted to cover today, but I hope it resonated. I hope it got you thinking about all of the ways that you can release control in your life. And with that, friend, I will talk to you next time. Bye. But before you go, one last thing. If you enjoyed the hell out of this episode, there's a couple things you could do. Podcasts grow and thrive because of you, the listener. You help me and my guests spread this message of taking back your damn life. And so I would appreciate it if you would share this episode. Maybe you have a friend that you think absolutely would love it. You could also rate the podcast, submit a review, or just share a screenshot on your Instagram story so that I can shout you out and send you a huge thank you. Otherwise, that's really it for now. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, friend, go take back your damn life.